On New York University Week, receiving a diagnosis can be done from behind a computer screen, but is it as reliable as an in-person visit? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Daphna Harrell, associate professor of applied statistics, explores this question.
With the rise of telehealth, many patients are able to receive diagnoses and treatments without an office visit to a doctor or therapist. This evolution in healthcare has expanded access for various populations who were previously unable to seek care. With telehealth accompanying an increase in online forms, we sought to compare whether electronic forms and assessments by phone are as reliable to those completed in person. Our study, which was conducted in collaboration with the Depressed Project and McGill University, compares responses to several commonly used depression assessments obtained through different modes of administration. These assessments pose questions about mood and other symptoms, such as feelings of hopelessness, as well as levels of sleep, appetite, and concentration. We were particularly interested in whether there were differences in how people answered questions when asked through different technologies, specifically pen and paper, electronic forms, or by phone. We tested responses in different settings, comparing answers given in a medical or research setting versus private settings like their homes. We also evaluated whether responses differed if the questions were read aloud to respondents in an interview or whether the assessment was self-administered. We found that scores obtained from different modes of administration were reliable, regardless of how the participants were reached. The results show that patients and clinicians can choose the mode of administration for a depression assessment tool that works best for them without worrying that choice is influencing the results. This is important because everyone deserves to receive the best possible healthcare in ways that are convenient to them and their clinicians. Being able to assess depression symptoms in ways that fit each person allows for more individualized healthcare.
That was Daphna Harrell of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.